Hello everybody, and welcome back to another instalment of Cycling Mo, your cycling informant. Today we are looking at Il Lombardia, another monument after last week's Milan-San Remo. I hope you were all on route Van Aert. I know I was. It was a tidy heyday for everybody involved there. So, Lombardia, one of the best monuments in my opinion, because it's got lots of climbing in it. So the route this year is fairly standard route. We have the Sormano, which is one of the hardest climbs, definitely in cycling. It's so brutal with the meters marked out on the slopes. We then have the normal descent and the lead into the Seviglio, which is usually the main event of the day, 4 kilometres at 10%. We've got another testing descent before we have the little final lump and then the run into home. So this route, this race is all about usually two areas. The Sormano, where the first main group gets away. You obviously would like some teammates in there to try and control things because you've got a descent and then a little bit of flat before we hit the Seviglio. Seviglio is where the main attacks of the day will come from the front group. Mollema got away here last year when everybody started looking at each other and he soloed away for the win. It is a proper race for proper climbers. Weather. So this race is usually done in autumn. Now it's done in the summer. So we have a hot day in store. However, there has been a lot of rain around in this area this week. There's been a lot of thunderstorms. There is a chance of some rain. However, at this point in time, the current forecast says 31 degrees and hot. Tactics. Well, everybody's thinking the same thing. How do you beat Remco? Stage one. Go to the Sormano and absolutely smash it as fast as you possibly can to try and get rid of all his domestiques. That is and will be the number one tactic for almost all the squads looking to win this race. The Sormano is incredibly difficult and it is possible to blow the race to pieces there. Now, looking at Quickstep's team, they have Devin Innes who on a really good day could survive the Sormano, but they have Almeida. Almeida is the one who's been riding very well recently. He's been supporting Remco deep into races. However, for such a young rider, there is no guarantee he will survive the Sormano, especially as he always tends to start climbs in a little bit of difficulty and then comes back into it. So expect to see the Sormano raced faster probably than any edition recently. It's going to be fairly brutal at this point. You need to drop the domestics of Quickstep. Remco needs to be isolated because then when you go to the Seviglio, that's when you can start firing multiple attacks up the road, making him respond, tiring him out before the team leader puts in the big dig. That has to be the big tactic for Astana, for Ineos, for Trek. They have to do that. If they don't manage to isolate Remco, if Almeida does hang on, then we're looking at the Seviglio as the next kind of trying point for these teams. So they will go there and they will try and do the same thing. They will try and drop whoever is there, Almeida, if it is. There is no point attacking with the main rider when Remco has a domestic because the domestic will do the job of chasing them down. You need it to be Remco who is chasing down to try, and this isn't easy, but to try and tire him out a little bit. Last year we had this weird situation where Roglic arrived at the race in incredible form, the massive favourite, and everybody just marked each other on the Seviglio. Roglic wasn't able to get away, and then when everybody started looking at each other, that's when Mollema timed his attack perfectly. So there's no guarantee Remco will just simply sail away from everybody else. However, that's what most people will think. Let's look at the betting first. So, no chance. I'll just highlight some riders who some people have been mentioning, some people have been putting money on. I'm telling you now, you are wasting your money. You might as well go and give it to somebody else. Do not back Max Schachmann, Matthew van der Poel, Michael Matthews. This race is too hard for all of them. You might be surprised that I've included Schachmann there, but I don't think he can cope with the Seviglio. I don't think he can cope with 4 kilometres at 10%. Van der Poel, absolutely no chance he can survive. He'll be gone in the Sormano. Matthews, no chance when we get to the Seviglio. This race is normally about form. Riders come here, you do the Vuelta, you do Emilia, you do Trevally, you know the form of the riders, and it is nearly always won by the rider in the best autumn form. Last year, Mollema kind of changed that a little bit because of the nature of the race, but that's how it always goes. Now, this year, the race has obviously been moved to the summer. We don't have as much form to call upon, but we do have some indications. And leading the market, no surprise to anybody, is Remco Evenepoel at 2-1. 2-1 for a 20-year-old riding a monument, which is, okay, it's not 250k this year, it's about 230k this year. Riding a monument where many things can happen. He's never won a race of this distance before. If you are thinking about putting a bet on Remco at 2-1, you're a braver man than I am. If you want to back him, you're obviously going to have to put quite a large sum of money on to get a good return on that. And for me, it's just there's too many question marks. I cannot bring myself to put a large bet on Remco at 2-1. Okay, I won some money on him in Burgos. I won some money on him in Poland, but those odds were far more generous. 2-1, I'm not touching Remco at that. At those odds because the value just isn't there. So then you're looking at other riders. Now, in terms of my strategy for this race, in recent races I've gone with 10 points. This time I'm only going with 5. The main reason is I'm scared of Remco. I'm not backing him. I don't want to put 5 points on Remco at 2-1 and win 10 points. For me, that's just not worth it. I'm a little bit scared of Remco in terms of betting against him, so I want to keep the stakes low. 5 points is absolutely plenty, considering the form that he's in, and going against him is dangerous. Disappointingly, Simon Yates is not coming. I had Simon Yates down as a really good pick for this race because his form was getting better. So let's look further afield. Jakob Fuglsang, second favourite. You can get him at 5-1, 11-2, 6-1. Fuglsang's form is incredibly good just now. He's been attacking quite early in races, but not quite managing to get away. So Strada Bianchi, we saw him go in the attack. Tour of Poland, he was trying the same thing. It's just not quite worked out for him, but his legs are there. Also, he won Liège-Bastogne-Liège last year. He's a monument winner. He knows what to do. Experience in these longer races are very, very important. So Fuglsang is a very good option for me at 11-2. He's got a strong team to support him. He is a well-deserved second favourite. George Bennett, after winning on Wednesday, his odds have come in from about 33-1 down to 15. That was his first ever professional win. It's a lot to then go and back that up with winning a monument. His form is good. He is climbing well, but I just don't see him at the level to win this race. Ivan Sosa, Richard Carapaz. They arrive for Ineos. Sosa won the final stage in Burgos. He will cope incredibly well with the climbs in this race. However, he doesn't have a sprint. He doesn't descend very well. He can't really TT away from a large group. It's going to be very hard for Sosa to win this race, despite the fact he is potentially one of the best purest climbers here. Carapaz won a stage in Poland, but then crashed. You can take a risk on him if you want at 25-1. If he was in top form, he would be a good option, and those odds wouldn't be as big. But he pulled out of the final stage of Poland. Is there any lasting effects of his injury? We will just have to wait and see. Then we have the Trek boys. So they've got Mollema and Nibali, both former winners of this race. Mollema's defending champion, both of them at 14-1. And you have Giulio Ciccone at 25-1. Mollema has been riding well in France. Best result was a second place. Nibali, he was there in Milan-San Remo, but he couldn't follow the attack of Alaphilippe and Wout van Aert. So Nibali, for me, is not looking at his top form. Ciccone, very active in Milan-San Remo, but on Wednesday, he couldn't follow the attack of George Bennett. In fact, he was absolutely nowhere near the attack of George Bennett in Piemonte. So for me, Ciccone, although he presents a good option because Trek will have numbers, I don't see him as climbing ability just now at the level required to win this race. But Trek have those three options. Trek do look strong. Trek should be the team who are looking to try and put pressure on Remco. Well, Trek and Astana. Speaking of Astana, one rider who's getting a lot of attention just now is Alexander Vlasov, who has been incredibly strong. He won in Vaughan 2. He was close to hanging on to the Ineos boys in Occitanie. Vlasov is a good option for this. He is young. He will be riding as a domestique, but the second best rider of the strongest team often wins races. That is one of my secret betting rules. The second strongest rider from the best team can often have a good chance if the team leaders mark each other out. So I can understand why people are going in for Vlasov, but for me, I'm not taking that option. I just don't feel that he's going to win this race. So back to how you're going to shape your betting slip. As I said, low stakes if you're taking on Remco. If you're going for Remco, you're going to have to put the big boy pants on and go big. I would be looking at 4 points on one rider who's one of the kind of relative favourites and 1 point on somebody who's a little bit more of an outsider. Looking at the outsiders, the one name that shines for me is Wout Poels of Bahrain Merida. He's won Liège. He's a monument winner. He loves steep climbs like this. Going against him is his form. He wasn't particularly strong in the Tour of Poland, but when you back somebody who's long odds, you are taking a risk anyway. So Poels looks a good option for me. And then you would have to decide on the big bet, your 4 points. It has to be, in my opinion, Fuglsang, Bennett, Sosa, or Mollema. Obviously, Mollema at 14s would give you a really good return for your money, but defending this title is going to be very, very hard. I know who I'm on. It's up for you to decide who you're going to be on. Will you go all in on Remco? Remember, if you're going against them, low stakes is what I would advise. Right, podcast over. Remember, if you liked it, rate it, write a nice review, and I'll be back next time.